Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome to the house that Satanism built. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
This one's going to be fun, right?
Ooh.
Yeah. I knew you were going to like this one.
I do. I feel like this is kind of where our specific interests, maybe Venn diagram of our interests, like really intersect.
Yeah. And I kind of came to the conclusion that this might be a good episode based on a while ago posting an Instagram post of the Black
House. You don't use Instagram.
It was on the Ghost Town podcast. Early on in the Ghost Town podcast, yeah. They played a picture of the Black House, and people like were giving it likes.
They were giving it likes. They were approving of it.
Yeah, they were approving of it. They validated.
Who are these people? How? Where did they come from? Make yourselves known.
Yeah, they did. You can click on their thing to find out who they are. It's not
relax, Instagram pro. Yeah. I don't know your ways. I just stumble around my existence. Hoping to get some money or a cookie.
So I was like, okay, so that might mean that people might like this. So I kind of
put it in your little pocket.
I put a little pocket, uh-huh. Put a pin in it. Don't know what any of those things mean.
Pin in a pocket.
Pin in a pocket. We just got to over talk about how we hate the word hive mind.
Oh my God.
We spent a lot of time.
Hi, hive mind. Yes. Hi, hive mind.
Hive mind, check it. So,
hive mind. I'm having a problem with my cars.
Now, if you're somebody that says hive mind, still keep listening.
Do not unsubscribe.
Do not subscribe because we're going to get you later. We're going to hook you up later. Not this episode, but
not the long end, but you're going to like something we say at some point later.
It's a slow burn.
You got to stay put though. Keep loyal. Please.
Yes, please keep loyal.
Oh God, please keep loyal. Yeah. Is that our catchphrase?
It's so catchy too. Please keep loyal. That's a battle cry. That wins wars.
I already made 14 buttons, so who wants one?
Yeah, and nobody.
Hive mind, who wants a button?
But this is, I think, when I was young, and I've talked about this in previous episodes, like seeing like a pentagram on Motley Crue's Shout the Devil at 11. I was like, there's something about this that I'm really drawn to.
It's so cool.
It's cool. I don't know
I don't even think like I loved punk and post-punk and metal before I even knew the music. I was like, that's cool.
Yeah. The imagery,
that. Yeah. It did. And even like the tarot too, because that's the reverse pentacle is the satanic symbol. But when you just have the upright pentacle, it's like, that's still pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like all of the symbiology is very interesting.
For me, religion, even though I don't subscribe to any religion, but I find religion in general very interesting. And I guess this isn't a disclaimer, and I don't know why I feel like I need to make it. I'm just going to do it anyway.
That's great.
I am not a Satanist. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't subscribe to any religion. Am I infatuated with it? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like I remember like living in San Diego, and which is a little more conservative, and being in the bookstore. A bookstore. Remember those? No, me neither. I just reminded myself that I went to one once. But I would read like the books on Satanism.
Yeah, they were so cool, and all of the art surrounding heaven, hell, mythology. Like beasts of the Bible,
woman or whatever, all those things is
so a lot of. Cool.
I think a lot of religious history and is really really interesting.
Yeah,
and so I don't subscribe to Satanism. This is coming from a really, I mean, a respectable place, which mm-hmm. I would do yeah. for all, you know, all you know, whether I agree or disagree with like separate things. I mean, there's things about Satanism. I'm like, I can get down with this.
Yeah, to be honest, yeah.
Because it's very kind of, I think the reason is there's a lot of things that people assume it's this when yeah. it's really not.
It's not. It's not. And I also agree with that. I went to a, when I lived in Chicago, I went to a talk on Satanism, which they said it was donation only, and then they made me pay $25, which was...
Not $666?
No.
It should be $6.66.
I should. I mean, that's more on my price point. Yeah, yeah. But I was, like, pissed about it. But it was also, like, fucking awesome. Yeah. Like, all of the alchemy. And, I mean, from what I know, too, because I am also not a Satanist or a witch, although I do buy a lot of candles.
Yeah.
That it's, like, exalting the humanness, like, the earthly kind of a thing. Like as above, so below, but definitely below, you know?
And it's, I think it, you know, we're going to talk about a time, in the, you know, mid to late 60s to early 70s mostly,
yeah.
which is a very, it's a relatively, modern, time in like, especially pop culturally, it was mm-hmm. very relevant and it's my favorite.
Yeah.
It's just so great. Cool.
Well, it's just such a reaction to like post-war, like buttoned up kind of conservatism, the free love, like freedom of religion, feeling different cultures are able to influence and be influenced. Yeah. I think it is very cool.
Yeah. So, and you know, the fact that it's, we'll get into it, mm-hmm. but the fact that it's a pitch black house, doesn't hurt.
So it don't hurt.
It don't hurt.
It's not is that lavender, bitch.
Yeah,
yeah.
It don't hurt, and we don't don't. Please stay loyal, or
please be loyal. We forgot it already.
That's how uncatchy it was.
I'll play back. I'll listen to it, and then I'll remember it, and then I'll forget it again. Yeah. So don't worry.
You know what I'm gonna remember?
What?
We have a brand new patron on our Patreon
yes!
that donated at the $25 level.
He is a mayor of Ghost Town.
Yeah.
And will forever be, as long as that money keeps coming in.
he holds public office.
He's a hero.
Andrew Benizi?
Benizi?
Andrew Benizi.
I'm sorry if we get your name wrong.
Yeah.
But we really appreciate... We
appreciate it.
Yeah.
He didn't really... He was somebody... He was like, I don't really care about getting my... He doesn't
give a shit about, like, the fucking constructs
yeah,
or, like...
Like we do.
Promoting. Yeah.
We love it.
He doesn't... You know what? He's just there to, like, pure love, baby.
Support him.
Yeah.
But Andrew Benizi, mm-hmm. You know... Take it easy.
Sleazy Benizi.
Yeah, get Sleazy Benizi.
Donating ain't easy. Or is it on our Patreon? Yeah. It is easy. It's a
button. It is
button.
Easy. We are not only at the $25 level. There's only three tiers. Mm-hmm. Tier number one, you're keeping the lights on.
It's chill.
It's chill.
It's
like,
chill.
Thank you.
A dollar, supporting the arts.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. $2? Hold
whoa,
on.
Whoa.
You get two bonus episodes
I'm gonna
per
look
month.
Again
yeah.
at your name.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Who's this person? What's their story?
Yeah, well, you're going to find out.
Mm-hmm. But three?
Yeah. No, it's, I think it goes one, two, and...
One, two, 25.
25.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I'm
third
just,
one.
Third
yeah.
tier.
Third tier, yeah. I think for $3... Are you doing side deals on there? For $3, I'll wash your car.
I will.
This isn't a task rabbit.
Yeah.
You understand? It's a Patreon.
I do what I can, okay?
So for $2, you get access to the Patreon wall, and you get two episodes... A month. Two bonus. Uh-huh.
Two bonus episodes.
Yeah.
It's what? Pretty fun.
It's pretty
and
cool.
Access to exclusive giveaways, all kinds of things. We don't even know. We've got a lot of good stuff in the docket.
Yeah.
You're going to find out. You're going to see.
We have some stuff coming up that is going to be pretty exciting, I think.
Yeah.
We're just not ready to talk about it yet.
Please, God, trust us.
Yeah, yeah, just trust us. Just stick around. If you, so it's Ghost Town, it's patreon.com/ghosttownpod
mm-hmm.
and ghosttownpod on Instagram.
Easy.
If you want to message us, if you want us to read.
Like Benizi.
Yeah, Benizi.
Benicio del Toro.
Yeah.
Benicius.
He is canceling this. As soon as he hears, Andrew hears this, he is canceling it as
no.
we speak. No, stick around.
Please.
And if you want to message us, ghosttownpod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Go to ghosttownpod on Instagram.
And if you message us or leave a review, I don't care if it's a bad review. You can hit my voice
yeah.
and my dating life.
Yeah.
I don't care. You will be entered to win a mystery box
yeah.
filled with shit that I like.
Yeah.
And I have good taste.
Yeah.
So you enter to win. Doesn't you can any opinion you want. You can send us an email filled with emojis or
yeah.
something. It doesn't matter. You will be entered to win a mystery box. We have 30 of them.
Send us a better podcast.
Send us, yeah. Yeah. Show us better looking pictures of ourselves, Photoshop. Like, show
yeah.
us. Anyway, we fail.
Yeah,
in life.
Yeah. It could. It I don't care. Could improve.
Send me an invoice for something. I don't care. A medical
yeah.
bill.
Yeah, bill me.
Why not?
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah,
we just want to communicate, and we read it on here if you would like us to.
Yeah.
And yeah. And that's Rebecca cool. was just on the radio today.
Yeah, I was just on KCRW. If you aren't completely annoyed by my voice via this podcast, I often write pieces for different outlets. And
you did one on...
Prescription meal kits. No, yeah. Subscription meal kits that I took. It took me like a very long time to do. I actually wrote it back in July and August, where I essentially just weighed the waste that each meal kit made. So it's pretty part and parcel what we do here at Ghost Town.
Yeah.
But it was really fun talking about it. Subscription meal kits are kind of a racket, in my opinion. And yeah, it was really fun. And we plugged the podcast because you guys own me.
Yeah.
You guys own me. And it was fun.
There's a lot of, because it's mostly for the Southern California area, yeah. right?
But it will be online. We'll put it up.
Yeah, we'll be online. We'll check it out. But, don't mm-hmm. let all these elitist Southern California people get it. You can get in on it, too.
Why not?
Check us out.
Listen, I know I'm very authoritative and informed on this podcast when I talk about a place. But I don't know, different angle. Why not?
I actually I'm working on a quick article for my friend of mine's music site.
And what's the site?
It's called noecho.net. And he's been on Friends Without Benefits, which you've been on.
Yeah.
You can check out. But I'm picking five albums that I think help represent what I think Ghost Town to me in my head sounds like.
Oh my God, what is it?
And
kind
of how I got there. You have to wait in front of it. I just submitted.
But I
want to
know now.
I know you do. Well, I'll tell.
Give me one album.
Well, I just mentioned Motley Crue, Shout Out the Devil.
Okay.
That's the first one.
Yes.
Because that's kind of the one that, the kind of the look and the feel, I was like, I want to gravitate to something a little darker.
Yeah.
And kind of explore that. So that was what started off. The rest.
Yeah. Ooh, I love it. I also feel like I grew up in a suburb, a very whitewashed, affluent suburb. And so kind of I was interested in the symbols around Satanism and the occult because it was a reaction to that too. I don't know if you felt that way.
Yeah.
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 Okay. No more thoughts. That's
what?
Fair.
No. That's I'm I'm also, I think a little bit under the spell of a man called Anton LaVey.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding.
He's got me hooked, man.
Yeah.
I was doing.
He's kissing his feet.
I was doing so much research, and also I contacted the Church of Satan.
Whoa.
The email.
Okay.
And they responded.
And you're like, hey.
Hey. Wait, you up?
Yep. Love.
I mean, you down? Or devil?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Whatever.
I'm trying to be funny. And they're like,
I'm stepping on my words. I'm so nervous.
Yeah. But I typed
They're like,
it
you
out.
Can type it. They're like, you can erase shit.
No. It's
the Church of Satan's like, get this guy out of here.
Yeah. So we'll stick around. You'll hear a little bit about that email and how the Church of Satan and where I grew up cross paths. I know.
Damn.
I'm going to say that I sense possibly an invite for us
to go.
Oh
my God.
I'm sensing it.
I'm already thinking about outfits that I can wear to the Church of Satan.
Yeah.
Like there's some cute ones, like do I wear something short and like
you wear your
sexy,
Sunday
do
worst. Do you like how I did that?
So Forever 21?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. But like
pan collar?
Like off the rack, like ready. It's like on the floor ready. It's like, get this out of here.
It's crumpled up because they kind of swept it aside. Like a 13-year-old was like, not good enough for me.
Do you remember we were going to start an improv group called Forever 36?
Yeah, I remember that. I still like that
name. That's like the best name that
I
never...
I feel like there's a podcast
But now it's too...
Forever.
Now you have to, it has to be updated? To make it more ironic.
I know. And now we're a little too close.
When you said Forever 36, you're like, oh, God, 36.
I know. Well, at that point, I think it was probably in my 20s.
Yeah.
And so it was like, what? Gross.
I think Forever 53? I don't know what's
Forever. Yeah. There's a podcast called Forever 35. Or
oh,
36,
yeah. I mean, it's got to be. It's a very funny thing.
It is a very funny thing. All right.
All right. Well, let's turn our attention to...
The dark. Arts.
Yeah. It's a lot of this, like some other episodes to me, are very visually compelling, mm-hmm. more than actually the information. Mm-hmm. And there's just so many great... the pictures are made to intrigue you. There's no boring pictures.
Yeah.
They're all cool.
Yeah.
They're all weird.
All fucking great. Everything is like out of a Jodorowsky film, where it's like, what is all this shit? Like, what, these black flowers? Do you dye the flowers black? Do they come black? I don't know, but I like it.
Yeah.
You know? Candles burn, like, they wax and, like, yes, like, skulls,
it's
just
a lot.
Like,
yeah, it's a lot of masks, ugh, and
I can't. Yeah, I fucking love it.
There's some nudie people.
Of course,
some
sexy.
Yeah, those sexy nudie people. You know what I mean?
Satanists have more fun.
Yeah, they have way more fun.
Yeah.
Than
anyone.
Anyone. Yeah.
Any. Yeah.
Well, Anton LaVey seems like he had a bunch of fun.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
He founded the Church of Satan, and the house was at 6114 California Street.
They
the address
do
has
like
changed. The address
66.
Changed.
Like,
I'm gonna get into. I'm gonna get into. There is gonna be a reference to the numbers on the house in 666.
Love it. I'll wait for it.
That's gonna. Mm-hmm. It's coming your way. It served as the headquarters for the Church of Satan from 1966 until LaVey's death in 1997. During that time, LaVey not only lived in the house, which was painted entirely in black. Imagine going to, like, you're just like,
Sherwin
hey, can
Williams?
I, yeah, he's like, yeah, we'll call you white black. How many cans you want? 666 of them.
But then he's also like, do you want like a midnight black?
Yeah.
Or do you want more of a Raven's black? Yeah. He's like, I don't know. I'm going to test him. You test him. Take some paint chips home and bring them back.
And
like,
putting them against the wall and like swatches.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, like a dark eggshell black.
He is painted black. He conducted ceremonies such as the satanic baptism of his daughter and lectures on the occult. We're going to get into the baptism of his 3-year-old daughter.
Love it.
I had to, I mean, okay, if I thought I could use the audio, I would, but I don't want to take a chance. And also it's like, if it's the Church of Satan's property, I want to be respectful of their information. And, I just want to be completely respectful.
It's just so fucking cool.
It is
like,
so
cool. I can't get over it.
It's just, you know what it is? It's a leather jacket leading up against a brick wall, smoking a cigarette.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But like a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's not even, it's everything. Yeah. You are the leather jacket. You're not wearing a leather jacket.
Yeah.
You fucking are the jacket.
Yeah. It's like the leather jacket wears you. What?
What?
Let's see. Let's go back. And from this is something I'm just inserting in here. And I was just, you know, looking at their Twitter because I was first going to contact them on
Twitter.
They have a Twitter. Yeah. They follow nobody.
Yeah. Fuck.
Don't need to.
Of course they do. Fucking, of course. How many followers do they have?
Like 200,000.
Of course.
Yeah. I guess it's probably Church of Satan. You can find it.
The Church of Satan is just like the coolest kid who like doesn't give a fuck, who's a transfer student who's probably like 48. And you're like, oh, I love you. Please take me to prom. And he's like, what's prom? And you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. No constructs.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
No constructs, but I think they kind of reference it that the word like church, like, you know, Church of Satan and Satanism really didn't come till Anton LaVey kind of made that, because people were referencing, I mean, I think it was like, it was the Church of Atheism was, so there was kind of like this back and forth, which, you know, I consider myself an atheist. However, you know, I'm a pretty chill dude about it.
Yeah.
I'm not looking, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you're not like hosting orgies for atheism.
No. I'm not hosting them.
No, you're making tea.
You know, I'm RSVPing atheism. And I'm not showing up. Oh, I'm putting interested on Facebook.
Culver City, and I can't get to Culver City right now. No, I have to stop by.
Is it public parking or is it just meter? I don't have time.
I don't want to do that.
Even for an orgy.
Who's going to be at
people would pass on me. They'd be like, why? You're like a last resort, and there's always more women here than men anyway. And I'm like, sweet buffet.
I've never been to an orgy.
No, neither have I.
We should. Does the Church of Satan have. That us going to an orgy would be the least sexy. Like, we'd be like, hi!
Yeah.
It's like, I brought some cheese and some pizza bagels.
Yeah.
Who was hungry?
Do you have jalapeno poppers?
Mm, that's right. Do you guys have a comforter? I'm very cold.
Yeah. Can we do all the banging near the buffet table or exactly. Is it like out of the way? Just,
can I wash my hands quickly? Where's the bathroom? I can't find the bathroom. This door is not the bathroom.
Yeah, well, you're in the bathroom. So in 1967, a little more than a year after the Church of Satan was founded, the Black House was a site of one of his more notorious events, the satanic wedding of journalist John Raymond and socialite Judith Case, with LaVey presiding over the ceremony. The event was a media sensation. So many reporters present, the police had to quarantine off the neighborhood, and public ceremonies were performed at the house until 1972.
Damn.
I was reading one article. There was, I think it's for, this might come up later, but I think for his... the baptism, they made everything. It wasn't like, don't come here. It was like, check
everyone.
It out. Remember you referenced in the, was it the Roosevelt Hotel about the seance for Houdini's wife did a seance?
The Knickerbocker?
Knickerbocker.
Yeah.
This is a previous episode you might want to check out.
Yeah, why not?
But that was a public
event. Yeah, it was like a gathering.
Like, it wasn't like, hey, please leave us alone. It was like, no, come here. And I believe that like reporters would show up 15 hours before the event to make sure they had a place because it was so sensational.
I need to know more. Like I have this idea of Satanism, but the practicing church.
There's so much. For Ghost Town, it's really the place, right?
Do you think they'd give us a tour?
I think they would. I think they would.
Because I did Scientology.
We'll get into it.
Okay.
There's a lot. And there's, you can go off and, you know, the tenets of Satanism and the books and the rituals, which is, I'm kind of just, what kind of happened in and around that house.
Yeah. Do you think they'd make me get a tattoo? Like, that'd be so bad.
They're like, are you making me get a tattoo? It's like, why are you bringing that up? It's like, fine, I'll do it.
I'll fucking do it, okay? God.
Right on my forehead.
Satan.
bigger.
More flames.
I mean, if you had a pentagram on your forehead, for real talk, what opportunities do you think you'd actually miss out on? None, right?
None. I would be here with you in my apartment with my cat over there.
Yeah.
But there is a woman that works at my local Lassen's who has a moon right here.
Oh, okay.
God, she looks so badass. Yeah. She's got a shaved head. It's like, I can't pull that off, too. I'm just like a doughy Jew. Like, what? My parents, first of all, would murder me.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
As they should.
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah.
But then they'd be like, what? After I was killed. They'd be like, what happened to her?
Yeah. Then they could be on the... I mean, I still do the podcast because,
No.
And I would interview them about it. And we'd be having that conversation.
My dad would just be doing corrections on everything I've mentioned about him.
Yeah. Uh-oh. LaVey lost ownership of the house in 1991.
Why?
He was, Diane Hegarty, which I think was his, I don't know, wife or girlfriend. I'm not really sure how they, what it was. There was some kind of split, but he was allowed to continue living at the residence until his death in 1997. So he was there. He stuck it out.
Mm-hmm. But who owned it then?
I believe there was, following LaVey's death, members of the Church of Satan tried to raise enough funds to buy back the property. Were unsuccessful.
Like a GoFundMe, like a hive mind?
Yeah, they're like, hey, hive mind. and the structure was demolished in October 2001.
Damn.
The house is no longer there.
Damn.
House is no longer there. But there's more. So that's just kind of like...
back context.
There's context for like, in general, the house.
Yeah.
But we can go a little bit deeper. Though the building is sometimes referred to as a mansion, photographs of the building taken just before its destruction, so it was moderately sized. And you can see, we'll have pictures. There's a picture earlier in the Ghost Town Pod Instagram. But it is like this black, I mean, San Francisco is a pretty like eclectic place, like funky. I mean, this is like, you want the opposite. This is like, it's so, it's like void of color, right? Yeah. Isn't black like the absence of color?
So well, I also love how like every neighborhood has like the weird witch's house. Yeah. It's like this is fucking San Francisco, and they're like, "What the shit is this?"
It's like a black orb in there.
Yeah,
it's amazing. I wish it was. Unfortunately, it's not. There's like plenty of pictures right now. Yeah, it looks like kind of like a moderny kind of duplex. Mm. Yeah, so it's just for if you're interested in size, Republic Records, it was listed as 2,205 square feet, and it was built in the year 1905. It's no longer there, but that house was from 1905. Now, the address, like I said, was 6114 California Street. They changed the address. The new structure is 6118 to 6112, and there's so it's three. It's like would be 6118. 6120, 6122. People keep stealing the 666 from it. There you go. So that's your thing. So those keep getting removed.
Interesting. Yeah. So now it's just three lots, essentially.
It's kind of like addresses? It's like a moderny, kind of funky.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
pictures of that aren't like that interesting. Before and after.
Yeah.
Because that.
And during. I wish we had it. There's some during there.
Ooh, yeah.
So also, LaVey was, I mean, imagine being this guy's neighbor.
My God, that'd be fucking, I would lose it.
Yeah, but if you were like, you know.
Yeah, if you were like an older guy in finance.
Or, an uptight. If you were into.
Christian.
Who was like a Republican? McGovern? Was McGovern? Was he a politician? Was he? That I'm not really great with.
I don't know
if he was like, but imagine being like a Republican. You know what I mean? If you were holding on to Nixon.
Yeah, like what was this neighborhood like? I assume like San Francisco.
Yeah, it was like a pretty like kind of like just like a funk. Just looking at pictures, like a relatively residential neighborhood that he's just like boom.
He's like this here, little, here's Satan.
It almost looks like a big birdhouse that's just painted black, which is so cool to me.
Oh my God.
But he was also well known by neighbors for his pet lion that he kept in a cage in the house.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What? Okay. Questions, but you probably have answers, so I'm going to let you go.
Well, you're going to have more questions.
Great.
He would drive around in a station wagon with the lion. In the back of the car. This is until the neighborhood could no longer stand the animal bellowing roars. Yeah.
Dude with a lion in his car that pulls into his black house driveway. There's a lifestyle.
And who's going to say something?
Yeah. You guys a lion.
He was eventually, the lion was eventually shipped off to the zoo and then to a private animal farm. Does that mean heaven? Like, is that saying, all lions go to heaven? Like, he's like, he went to a private, he's like,
he's really happy. He's with his lion friends.
Yeah, you killed him.
Don't ever think about him again.
You killed him.
Yeah. That's sad.
Okay. So I emailed the Church of Satan. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, I'm talking about the black house.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you could tell me that maybe I can't find somewhere?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wanted something just for me.
Gem. Like, just for a you. Little, for you, the for listener. You, for Sir listener. Stephen Savage.
So a lot of this, they're, you know, want to point back to the Church of Satan, churchofsatan.com, which I totally get because there is a ton of information on there.
Yeah.
But they kind of respond. I kind of mentioned the podcast. Of course, I sent the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they kind of took it as responding this way. The house was never considered to be haunted or otherwise subject to paranormal activity.
Okay.
We stayed in it a number of times when visiting Anton LaVey. It has long been demolished and the new residential structure in its place doesn't have the original street address, which was 6114 California Street.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was haunted or there was any, had a reputation for being haunted. I don't think that's the point of it.
They're just too cool. They're like, nah, if they were ghosts, we ignored them.
No, we haunted them. The ghost showed up.
We scared them out.
And the ghosts are like, leave us alone.
Can't do this anymore.
Now, I could be wrong, that there is a church in New York City. Mm-hmm. However, the administration mailing address is in Poughkeepsie, New York.
I used to live...
I'm from that area and I used to work in Poughkeepsie. So I got some more information and then he said, I let him know that. He said, interesting that you used to live and work in the Hudson Valley. Mm. The house we purchased and restored might be one you pass now and again. And this is from Magnus Peter H. Gilmore,
who's,
I believe, the head exalted one.
Priest, amazing.
Whatever cool name.
Yeah,
cool name.
It's the coolest high.
Cool title, cool name.
Fucking metal as fuck.
Yeah.
Dude almighty.
Very cool.
Head. And I also, I keep stopping myself from saying something that's like clanny, because it's like you want to say like grand demon. Like
I'm gonna
stop.
Nothing with wizard.
I think I was thinking about like wizard, like warlock, like high warlock wizard. And you're like, no.
Let me go in the other direction.
Never mind.
So he has his own black house in the Hudson Valley, according to the website, which I'm going to assume is somewhere in Poughkeepsie. Mm-hmm. And I'm taking it as, hey,
come on by.
Come on by. Unannounced.
Yeah. You want some Trader Joe's?
What's a devilish
Chinese
Trader Joe's?
Chicken salad. Yeah.
Ooh, like a haunted Chinese, like a very dark Chinese chicken salad.
Do you want some pretzels and peanut butter?
There was a documentary that I watched, and I believe I may have referenced in an earlier episode about Anton LaVey and Jane Mansfield.
Yes.
Which was really interesting. It was just very cool. I guess she was, you know, Anton LaVey, San Francisco at that time, was regularly intertwined with pop culture, which makes it very more fascinating.
Yeah, definitely.
It permeated all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like it was either the media was really into it. It was very sensational. And, you know, celebrities were kind of up in it. Because you got to imagine at that time, you're like, this is groovy, baby.
Totally. Well, even before that, even in the 20s, like I did on my old podcast, Boss Bitch, which is still up if you were interested. the preacher, Amy Semple McPherson, came to L.A. and she was friends with like Charlie Chaplin, like mobs. You know, like the idea of religious freedom and coming out here, it was almost like a second kind of frontier.
And
really.
I mean, cults were pretty big in California.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want here. Yeah. And that's still kind of the case. When I go back to New York, I'm like, these squares. And then I come back to LA and I'm like, yeah, baby. Yeah,
I'll join this cult.
How about this? I will get a tattoo. Yeah, fine.
I'll get it. Yeah. You keep trying to get people to...
I'll get it. Everyone relax, okay?
They're like, no.
The people have spoken and I answered.
They're just like, do you want ginger in your smoothie? And you're like, I'll get the tattoo.
Yeah.
So Jane Mansfield was, this is according to, you know, I think this is from the churchofsatan.com, I believe, that she was obsessed with Anton. And that kind of
It wasn't a .org. It was a .com.
I think it's .com. Yeah. Huh. I think it's Church of Satan.
Are they an actual church?
I don't know if they're registered as an actual... I mean, that would be kind of, I feel like, against...
But Scientology is a church.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I guess because it's... Who knows? I don't know.
I just want them to be... I want them to have those tax breaks, you know?
Yeah, you
I
get those tax breaks. Really... Listen, I do too. That's one church that I'm like, get those tax breaks.
Please do it. Buy some property.
So she would call him several times a day whenever she traveled. She even applied for a driver's license just to be able to drive to San Francisco unescorted. So as you know, she died in a auto accident with her boyfriend.
And she was beheaded, right?
She was beheaded. Anton LaVey had actually previously cursed Sam Brody.
Whoa. Now, jealous much?
Maybe. So the night of Mansfield's death, LaVey had been clipping Church of Satan news, like some news articles from a German magazine. And when he turned over to paste it in the book, LaVey was shocked to see that he inadvertently cut a photo of Jane on the opposite side of the page right across the neck.
Ooh.
15 minutes later, a reporter from the New Orleans Associated Press called Anton to get his reaction to the tragic incident. Jane had been practically decapitated when she was thrown through the windshield of the car.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some...
Power.
Yeah, I mean... But it seems like kind of, you know, you kind of took it as like, ooh, I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah,
you know?
Oops.
Clumsy
me.
So this is and there's audio of this. I think it's like on record or something like that. I wish we could use it on here. You have to like find it yourself, or maybe we can try to post it in some way.
Yeah.
The baptism of his 3-year-old daughter.
Awesome.
Zena.
She's already cooler than I will ever be, right?
Her name starts with a Z. Do you know what I mean?
It
starts with
the last.
Alphabet. Yeah, she's just like,
damn, nowhere to go but nowhere.
Okay, so LaVey decided the world was ready for the first public satanic baptism. People would be foresee that the Satanism is not like drinking the blood and sacrificing animals. You know, if you think about baptisms in, you know, Christianity and Catholicism, it's a pretty like. You're taking a baby and like depending on who's like it could be a little bit getting water poured in your head or getting dunked.
Yeah, or getting your foreskin cut off.
Yeah. But that doesn't happen at a baptism. And it's not for everyone. Not everyone has a foreskin. Do you know how? Okay, you do know.
I know what I am talking about, sir.
Okay. Do you want me to read the ritual or invocation or whatever
No, actually don't.
You're curious?
I'm I'm a little. I'm okay.
Hive mind. That's weird.
It's very weird.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I can't wait.
Now, his daughter's three, by the way.
Fuck yeah. She's cognizant of what's happening around her, which is also like.
And there's it's a pretty, like, I think there's like a. I believe like a naked woman acts as like an altar.
Uh-huh.
You have to do more. This is, you know, I'm just kind of adding this to, you know, kind of color the what went on.
Picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the name of Satan, Lucifer, welcome a new mistress, Xena, creature of ecstatic magic light. Welcome to our company. The path of darkness welcomes thee. Be not afraid. Above you, Satan heaves his bulk into the startled sky and makes a canopy of great black wings.
Mm.
Small sorceress, most natural and true magician, your tiny hands have the power to pull heaven down from it to build monuments to your own sweet indulgence. Your power makes you master of the world of frightened, cowering, and guilt-ridden men. And so, in the name of Satan, we set your feet upon the left-hand path. Xena, we baptize you with earth and air, with brine and burning flame. And so we dedicate your life to love, to passion, to indulgence, and to Satan, and the way of darkness. Hail Xena, hail Satan.
Whoa! Holy sh— also, beautiful and very empowering.
Very empowering.
For a young woman.
It, you know what it is? It really does, even though it like, to look at it, mm-hmm. understandably, you're kind of like, whoa.
Yeah.
But to hear it, it's like very like, hey, you know, like, do your thing.
Yeah. You're powerful. You can change the world. Yes. Like, you can have, you can like, you have control over your destiny.
Yeah.
And that's like the good things about religion that I like.
Yeah. And we put you, you know what I mean? We, mm-hmm. we respect you and we exalt you as, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. You know. I think religion, usually it's like the universe is gigantic and all powerful and you're just a tiny you're being. Nothing. You're a bug. Yeah. Yeah.
Love which that. Is, you know, listen, there's something to that too, probably sure, a little bit. Sure. We put things in perspective. But
you'd rather hear this. You want to.
Much rather hear this.
Send Xena, the fucking empress, like mistress of yeah. Satan, out. Let her, like, fuck some shit up.
Yeah. You know, and it's like, I think that to contrast, like, things like guilt, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're bad. You're born bad.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in Catholicism, you know, you're born mm-hmm. with original sin.
Exactly.
And
you're
so
damned
you already,
already. You're yeah, already damned before yeah. you were even born.
Well, that's where you get a baptism. Boom.
You're
done. It's kind of like going to a job. Sorry, your first day at a job and being $50 negative already into a thing. So you have to earn $50 just to be flush.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? You're like, I need this. And yeah. it's very badly. But she's like, no.
There's so, if you're, you know, in there's so much, even though it's like a short amount of time in general, and the Church of Satan is still going mm-hmm. on today.
Is she still alive? How old is
she? I haven't really done any.
I don't know why I assumed she was dead. She would be
yeah,
alive.
Yeah. Hmm. And, you know, Anton LaVey, he really still found his way into like kind of pop culture and like television. Yeah, and it wasn't somebody
well,
who.
Well, I was just thinking too, as you were saying this, have you watched Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
The new one?
The new one?
No. Well, there was a thing with Church of Satan and the Baphomet, right?
Yeah. I mean.
Is that right? Baphomet? Baphomet?
Yeah,
they said they, you know, so. They own the likeness to the, or they license the.
Yeah, they license something. There's some affiliation, and yeah. it's a really actually like very interesting
yeah.
Way that they used Satanism in the
yeah.
show.
Yeah, did you watch it?
I've watched most yeah. of the first season.
I mean, I think it's a cool like dark twist to yeah, to totally. But yeah, I remember there was a. I think it's. I don't know if I'm saying this wrong. The Baphomet.
Baphomet.
Yeah, Baphomet. I think it's.
Baphomet. I don't know.
Yeah, oof. And then it's. Us. I think it's a. Looks like kind of like a head horn.
Yeah, like it's like thing. A, yeah. it's like a, almost like a yak.
Yeah,
but like evil looking,
but
it's,
cool as hell.
Yeah, just cool smoking as fucking a cigarette, hell, of course.
Wearing a leather jacket.
It's like yeah, like it's like most religions. Hey, you are off. Like you're shame, yeah. shame. Be better. And this one's just like, hey, welcome to being the fucking coolest person ever. Yeah.
Who wants
enjoy
nachos?
Enjoy it. I want nachos.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot you can get into. The visuals really, like, help kind of,
yeah.
I'd say color it, but it really doesn't color it because it's like red, black, white.
Yeah, but I think, all of
it's very sexy, too.
Oh, God, so, it's so sexy. It's so like sexy. Nobody gives a shit. Everyone's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like,
everybody's hot.
Everybody is hot. That's what you do when you make a deal with the devil.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Man, we should get a tour of that.
Yeah, well, listen, I appreciate them
now
getting
you guys are pals.
The Church of Satan getting back to me.
Yeah.
I think it's churchofsatan.com. You'll find it.
Yeah.
It's the only one. It's the only one, and it's just filled with information. I play, you know, there's information anywhere, and there's like there's tons of video, and there's I think there's an album, you know, I don't know if it's kind of like rituals or Black Mass or whatever it is, and I believe the baptism might be on there. Mm. I don't know. I didn't want to listen to it before talking about. I don't know. Yeah. I don't like to get.
Did you hear Anton LaVey's voice? Did you?
I've seen him previously when I was, I go through my obsessions. I watched him like being interviewed.
Yeah.
He's
pretty cool. Also, yeah. I think if I remember correctly, he's exactly how I imagined him to be. Like pretty fucking cool. Like, you know, devilish looking.
Yeah.
Like pretty like sexy voice. Yeah.
But not like nice.
No, but also, very pleasant.
Yeah.
Very amicable. I mean,
he's, as far as he didn't commit any crimes, doesn't seem to be like hurting
it. He was like just, in a cardigan. You're like, okay, cool. Yeah. It's a black cardigan, but.
But yeah.
Yeah, you're here. You want some water?
I mean, there's no cat hair on it. It's not, there's no pills on it. Yeah, it's nice. You know what I mean? He kept it nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think it really, you know, understandably shocks people's sensibilities, but I think that's the point of it.
Yeah. And, that's the fun of, and the fun is like pushing it to be like, no, we're all animals and we love sex and we love like, fire, and we love like all of the functions of our body and the earth around us.
Yeah, it's, you know? And it's not about. I mean, I guess you know you compare it to maybe like what you know, like the black metal scene, some burning down churches and stuff like that. It's a little like Satanism is a little bit different. Yeah, on that end. This is more like an like, earth worship, right? Like a
it's like an earth. I mean, and that's where I think it gets confused too, because it's like Satanism, black metal, death metal, like punk, and then there's like this loose relationship with like. You know, like white supremacy and punk sometimes. Yeah. And like, that's not where this is. Like, that's not the Church of Satan.
Yeah.
It's like not what they jive with.
So. This seems like the coolest parts of it. Like,
oh, yeah.
You just get all the good, none of the, as far as I know, Liz, I'm speaking just kind of.
God, maybe
you know.
We should pledge.
Do you pledge?
Yeah. Well, you know, if you donate to our patreon.com/ghosttownpod, well, no, we'll put it toward making more episodes.
Yeah.
But. Would we do an episode, a follow-up episode at the Church of Satan? Yes,
God, we would.
I would
love to.
Yes, we would.
Not like, for us. Just kidding.
Yeah.
So for us. So also, all of you listeners, we, as you know, as you've heard, we love this stuff. If you have any stories about Anton LaVey, about Satanism, Church of Satan, any experiences related to it, please email us at ghosttownpod@gmail.com. Please. We would love to hear them. We want to read them on the air. We're going to geek out pretty hard.
Yeah, and you can also message us if it's easier for you.
Yeah, you
and
if slip you can fit into our DMs.
You slide into our DMs.
Slip into our... Why did I say that? I'm 400 years old.
Why am I the one? I shouldn't be getting it right.
Oh, God.
You can go to Ghost Town Pod and you can slide into the DMs.
I'm so sorry.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience. And they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.